Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning, and we have decreed and declared in the atmosphere, He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimony of the saints. We thank you, O God, for giving us life everlasting. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth that rules and reigns and dwells within us, that leads us and guides us into all truth. And you told us we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. We thank you, O God, that that truth infiltrates the love of God within our hearts and our minds and our spirits. So, Father God, we thank you. We glorify you for this day. We truly can say this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, O God, for the two women of God who started this call and continued this call every Monday through Friday, our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We thank you, Father, for every individual on this call, Lord God, who come to seek your face daily, realizing, Father God, once they seek you, they will receive. We glorify you, Father, for the message that's going to come forth from the mouthpiece this morning. And Lord God, we thank you that you have prepared our hearts not only to receive, but Lord God, to go forth and be doers of your word on as well, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for all those who have the desire to be on but could not make it, Lord God. Give them an opportunity, Father God, to hear this series on love. We thank you, Father God, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you this day and the days to come. We thank you for Artist Life and all that you're doing within that great organization. Bless Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon and all those, Lord God, who have been a part of this wonderful company. We give your name glory. We give your name praise. And these blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Cynthia. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Minister Brenda. We thank you for that, for greeting us this morning with that powerful message and that powerful prayer, the Omega. Omega, the beginning and the end. And we thank you, Minister Tiffany, for rushing us in this morning. We certainly appreciate you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. And I just want to give you a little history, share with you guys what's going on with our company. We are just so excited. In 2010, October 2010, be exact, there was two co-founders had vision, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Well, they said, okay, we need a scripture, and I'm so glad that I could share this with you this morning. Psalms 88:13, but to you I cried out alone. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement, and it's to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. Website, yes, we have a website you can go and share and also view it every day, all day. Let me just say www.masterscall.net, www.masterscall.net. All the messages has been archived on that site, as well as the bios for our speakers. The theme for the year of 2019 is God Hands and Justice, Integrity, and Trust in Me, individually and collectively will clearly be seen. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord, be a part of our blessed ministry as Minister Ben Terrell has shared with us this morning, and yours truly the host, or you share word from the Lord. You may even have prayer requests or praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon our prayer journal, Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. We have a phenomenal company. I am so excited to be here with Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy and you can become wealthy. The new morning motivation call is held every Monday through right after this call. A team of great leaders give vital information and benefits from the wonderful Artist products. You can call, that number is called 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. Well, if your service is T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number that you can also connect and will be free. And that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Monday. It's called Inspiration Monday. Well, I think we're going to have our songbird. She's going to be our speaker this morning on the call. Please tune in to that this morning. And I just want everyone to some things, a little housework, to please review your website 3 times a day, and let's move forward in that. Well, I don't want to hold you back because we have one and only, I just think I love her so much, co-founder Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She has been on this series, Adoptee Love. And, you know, we can introduce her, but she has an extensive bio, but I'm just going to hit and just give us highlight a few things about her. And, you know, you can go to her website, as we said, the website, www, and look at her bio because it's extensive. She is, like I said, she's just a powerful, powerful Dr. Vanessa Winston. So I'm so glad to be in with her one more time. Let me just give you a few things about Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She accepted her call in ministry with All Around the University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Dr. Vanessa was nominated as Who's Who. I love that. Who's Who among the American College and University as a undergraduate and a graduate. She retained the Doctrine of Religious Philosophy from a Tabernacle Bible College and Seminary in 2005. Dr. Vanessa was also featured as an expert on the radio TV. That's why she could just do this. She just flows right through it. Both sides, she just flows right through it. So I'm so grateful and so glad to be on this. Like I said, with this dynamic, powerful Pastor Dr. Vanessa Webster. She is also founder of these service of the Senior Pastor Gathering of the Eagles of the Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. She also traveled international ministry, practicing prophet word with Gathering of the Eagles ministry. Well, you know what? I'm just going to stop right here. I want y'all to hear the message of Adopting Love because we've been on a series, so I want to introduce you to some, present to others, no more, the wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. The Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, thank you so much, dear, for hosting the call this morning. So love and appreciate you and all that you do. A big, big thanks to our songbird, Minister Tiffany, who truly took us into the presence of the Lord this morning. She'll be ministering this morning on the morning motivational call. So I look forward to hearing a word from the Lord from her, and we so appreciate her with the anointing on her voice, ushering us into God's presence. Thank you to our prayer general for greeting and seating our entire family this morning as we came on, all caught up inside. Just praise to the Lord. We thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, our Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, for all of that you do. And a big shout out to my co-laborer in the vineyard of the Lord, working hard for the master, our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, there in those hills, those mountains of North Carolina. And thank you for allowing me to minister in your stead this morning to complete this series that we started last week. I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. So a hearty good morning to our entire TMC family. Love seeing all these names and numbers on the board. We welcome each and every one of you. We started a series last week, and so that we can go right where we stopped off last, I'm going to ask everyone. The text scripture is 1 Corinthians 13, 4th through 13th verse, 1 Corinthians 13, when Paul wrote the letter to the Corinthian church. And we have gone all the way down through verse 7, and encourage you to go to our website, themasterscall.net, and listen to the previous teachings that started back on the 21st, and then catch up with us to where we'll start today on that 8th verse. This is a powerful chapter. We talked about agape love being self-sacrificing love. We talked about that this love is different and above all the other types of love out there, and how we're challenging ourselves as believers to flow in, walk in, strive to always show and demonstrate agape love. I agape love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. And we start on that 8th verse. It says, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. This is from the NIV version. In other words, all communication will cease. I walk in the office of a prophet, but the prophets will stop prophesying. The prophets are the mouthpiece of God. And when he is saying here, the mouthpieces that will speak for God will stop. Well, that'll never happen. Well, yeah, it happened before. If you know our Bible, there's 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament when God was silent, when we had the book of Malachi in and we didn't hear the voice directly of God until the New Testament. You may have turned just a page or two in your Bible, but there were 400 years of silence, and the prophecies will stop, for there will truly be a time of silence, and they will see speaking and praying in tongues, which is our supernatural holy fiber optics communication system with heaven. Even that will be stilled, and the sacred places of wisdom and knowledge, it will pass away out of our reach. We literally will be in a Holy Ghost spiritual, physical, and emotional solitude confinement, like you have confinement in a prison. But through it all, through all of this, love never fails. That 9th verse says, for we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part will disappear. What do you mean, Dr. B? Well, remember, we are never looking at the whole story. When things happen in your life, you just have a one-dimensional view. I just have a one perspective view. We are operating on only the part that we know, only the part that God has revealed to us, revelated to us. God alone has that aerial view. But like Paul Harvey, who had that Monday through Friday radio program, used to say, and that's the rest of the story. God will revelate for us the rest of the story. Verse 10 is saying, when the completeness comes, when the rest of the story comes, when the complete revelation is exposed and explained, then that which was only a part will pass away. All of us have walked through times in our life where we had an initial situation and we thought we had all the facts, but we really only had 8 out of 10 of the facts. Some of us only had 3 out of 10 of the facts and went running on making critical decisions. But we understood in part. But when the revelation came, when we spent some time with Daddy God, when we pressed into that place of complete surrender and complete exposure, then the whole story became clear to us. Verse 11 says, for when I was a child, This is a very important verse in this love chapter. I talked first like a child. I fought secondly like a child. Oh, come on. I even reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. Let me say that one more time. See, when we were all children, when we were little children, it was okay to talk like a child. And our understanding, some of you are teachers, you understand physiology, the development of a brain. You know, a little baby can't see but one dimensional. That's why you can put your hands over your face and drop it down, and the little baby will get so excited. They don't see all that big rest of you because that's all the dimension they understand. And as we get older, we start developing more in our brain, and we think a little more thoroughly with, quote, deductive reasoning. But we thought like a child. We didn't think through all the consequences. When some children do some things, we only thought of maybe one outcome, but there were really about six or seven other variations that could have happened. We thought like a child. And when we reason like a child, we don't have the deep deductive thoughts of going in deeper, thinking three-dimensional, thinking of what the Father God is saying, what the book of the Word of God is saying, what the effect will be on family, friends, and loved ones, and all that other reasoning. Children don't think through all of that. When I was a child, got to drive that one home, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away the childhood behind me. God loves you and I just as we are, but he also loves us too much to leave us like we are. What are you saying, Dr. V? In other words, God wants us all to grow up more. We all have room to grow in various areas of our lives. Remember, we, you and I, must choose to grow. This is the WWF. It's in the World Federation of Wrestling League. He's not going to knock us down to the canvas and make us. It's we choose to grow in areas of our life. Oh, I was so blessed yesterday to watch one of my favorite Bible teachers, Pastor A.R. Bernard. Used to be literally an assistant to Farrakhan and had a radical conversion. And back when I was in seminary in Tulsa at Azusa Conference, I was so blessed to meet him when he was really just coming out of it, and the wisdom that poured out of him, and through the years with the Christian Cultural Center there in New York. He was teaching on this exact verse yesterday. I love Holy Ghost confirmations. And he was stressing how we must do our part. See, you and I have to participate in our spiritual and emotional growth. Now, Pastor Joseph B. Washington also says, you got to participate in your own deliverance. See, we have to decide that we're going to put these things behind us. It didn't say God was going to come and just hold you up and make you. You and I have to decide. We're going to go through those three things again. That we have to stop talking like we're a child. We're adults. We've grown up. We've got to ask God that 1 Corinthians 2:16 to give us the mind of Christ, to think not just like a child, and to reason. What does he say? Come on, let us reason together. But the key is we have to, you and I, me and you, we have to choose to put the childish things behind us. He's not going to do it for us. Stop expecting God to do everything. He put the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, your helper inside of each and every one of us. We've got to choose to grow up and do better and be better. That 12th verse says, for now, we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then shall known fully, even as I am also known. Look at the reflection in the mirror. We're an image of God. And we want to not just seek his hand, but seek his face. And we will want to know the heart and mind of God so that we will know fully what his desires are for our heart. God's word is promising that his kind of love, agape love, through this entire process, he'll never fail us. So what does that mean to us? When we do what is right, when we operate, when we live our lives as a living sacrifice, back to the definition of that agape love. God promises us this kind of love will always win out. It will not fail us in the end. Oh, as we head for the home stretch in this series, I love you, Lord. As we've been worshiping him, reminding him that he is our Alpha and our Omega, and we worship. Worship is intense adoration as we daily seek to please him. That verse 13, it wraps it up by saying, and now these three remain. These are the three pillars that all of agape love stands on: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So what this really is saying is faith is great, but without love, it won't produce good fruit. Faith in God is the seed. It's impossible to please God without the faith, the main ingredient which will produce the abundant harvest of love. Let's go over some principles with faith. Key principle one, when love has ingredients of faith, seeds of faith understand that they usually are not seen by most, but understand little can produce most. Remember, you put a seed in the ground and it's covered up with dirt and you don't see that germination process. When we're in the Holy of Holies with God and he's working on us and changing some attitudes and lifestyle things, and man, some awesome stuff is going on. John 15 in the red, that 5th through 8th verse says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. It reminds us of that as we go on to read the rest of that verse. That verse 8 concludes in saying, this is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Faith is confident expectation. When we use ingredients of love, agape love, we know faith can take a little and produce much. We know faith can see all the mess and see how it can become a great message. We know faith can be in the midst of a great trial, see how greatly you and I are being tested, and faith anchored in agape love can see us through to the triumph. We know faith can see disappointment and despair, and with agape love, faith can see determination take root and blossom deliverance and fulfill destiny in our lives in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, what? We walk. NIV says, we live by faith, not by sight. Agape love has its foundation of faith, which is trust in God. Oh, you have to have some faith affirmations. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in his way, and though he fall, he will not utterly be cast down, for the Lord of God upholdeth him with his hand. That's Psalms 37. And the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then secondly, there was hope. Hope's also very important and helpful to have day in and day out. Hope. You know, I've taught through the years, that's holding on, pursuing earnestly. Hope is the first cousin of faith and trust. It's the thread that holds things together, fighting off fear and doubt. Hope points us back to all of the possibilities in life. Oh, we know you hear Jesse Jackson in your ear, keep hope alive with agape love. Quit settling. You and I deserve better. We deserve more. Keep hope alive with agape love. Stop accepting average. You have an extraordinary God blowing his Holy Ghost rule of breath on you and I to do supernatural things. Keep hope alive with agape love. Stop complaining. Hope doesn't like negative stinking thinking. Keep hope alive with agape love. Stop being afraid, but choose to live in faith, full of hope and boldness with your bad self. But of these three, the Bible says, God decrees and declares that he desires us to demonstrate his love the most. God is reminding us today, our actions need to demonstrate God's agape love. Today, be his living epistle, showing a thankful heart in your actions, first. Secondly, our motives need to demonstrate God's agape love. Just do the right thing, the righteous thing, the Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Tiskanu, the right relationship, because we love God with an agape love and daily seek to please him, keeping our heart pure, our motives honorable before him. And thirdly, after you have a first the right actions and the right motives, then have the right mindset. And you need to picture first so we can then demonstrate our agape love. Have an attitude full of God's agape love and gratitude. Then it becomes easy to give thanks in all we do. I love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Do you understand why I'm so excited? Thank you so much for that profound word as you come back and close us out in a benediction and a few announcements. Let us pray. Oh, dear Lord, we thank you for joy, happiness, and love this morning. What a wonderful gift you gave us this morning. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for that powerful message. I love you. Adopt your love. Keep the faith. We can hear this over and over again. Lord, my son, fill her up, Lord. Fill her up with an overflow of blessing, Lord. Fill her up. She's blessed us this morning. I love you. I love you. We want to praise God for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Pat, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as you just heard, for their vision for this master's call, Lord Jesus. We thank you for connecting us. Lord, I'm just thankful this morning. I praise God for the prayer warriors and the guests that joined us this morning and thought it was not Robert to be with us this morning. We thank God for that Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for sharing honest life with us or for everyone worldwide. We pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning. This is a nursing home, Lord. They need you this morning. They need you, and they need you this morning. We pray for our mother, Mother Joseph, Mother Olive, Mother Scott. But oh, we just go on and pray. We think, pray for Sister Denise Brown, Minister Kine, Baby T, Lord. We can go on and on. Oh, Lord, but we're going to keep God praising him this morning. We love you, Lord. Pray for every bereaving family this morning, Lord. They need you. Lord, a special prayer for Dr. Johnny Kane family. Pray for his wife, Lord, on a cruise last week, Lord, and didn't make it back, God. Hallelujah. Pray for the church family. They need you this morning. All their heart is hurting this morning. We need you. We need you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to trust you no matter what happens. Trust you, Lord. We need you, and we humbly thank you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let us say this morning, you want to hear this playback, and I like she said, go to the website, and you can listen to the beginning she started. So I'm so grateful for this because it touched my heart, too. I have to confess I need that this morning. Hallelujah this morning. The playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound. Anyway, as I said before, please check your back office for any new things that's coming out, and more importantly, the end of the month is about to approach us again. It seems like it comes every day, but we want to be in touch. So let me just say, right now, we want to move right over to the new motivation call that's going to be taking place right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294. 6175. We will have our Minister Tiffany greeting this morning. Thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for greeting us and opening us up in that prayer this morning. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa Webster. And we can't thank you enough. I truly love you. Thank you again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in benediction, please?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Spirit of the living God, we decree and declare the agape love flowing through each and every one of our hearts. Father, we announce to the atmosphere as we confirm to our hearts and spirits that we will choose to grow up in you in every area of our lives so that we are the living epistles showing the love of Christ, the agape love of God in our going in and our coming out. So as we leave this call, but absolutely never departing from your presence, let the love of God, that agape love, flow in our hearts, in our conversations, in everything we do and say. And we will, Father God, give you and you alone all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' majestic name. Amen and amen. Let's go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Look forward to hearing you all on the morning motivational call with our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany. Be blessed. Bye-bye.